Good morning. Today's date is July 15, 2017. The time is 5:43 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Saturday morning. And who am I? I'm Rich Roberts, at Fireman Rich, that retired United States Air Force ARF firefighter. Over there on Twitter, at Fireman Rich. Tweet on Twitter and have fun. Tweets are my own, and I'm just a social media observer and social media enthusiast. And this is Something to Think About, episode 15, folks. And we got the morning coffee, too. My voice, my audio, social audio, something to think about. We're going to get kicking here this morning, folks. And good morning, and welcome to Something to Think About, episode 15. Yes, it's early morning, and I'm back on track again here. Sort of went to bed early last night and had a good sleep. Didn't overcome anything impossible other than get a good night's sleep, because that's one of our quotes from the last episode there about going to sleep to get something impossible done or something like that. But it was sort of a late one yesterday for episode 14. But we're here for episode 15, where I present you a couple of quotes and thoughts that I sort of start the day with. I usually post one up on Twitter, at Fireman Rich, my Twitter feed over there, at Fireman Rich. And yesterday, or no, it was the other day, I guess, I did already tweet it, so we're not going to do an actual tweet while I'm doing the audio here, folks. That was sort of a spur of the moment the other day there. But this morning's thought for the day that I put up on Twitter there just about 10 minutes ago is as follows. The fingers of your thoughts are molding your face ceaselessly. Ceaselessly. And ceaselessly is continuous and without end. So your thoughts are continuous and without end, in a sense. The fingers of your thoughts are molding your face ceaselessly. So, and that's from Charles Renzikoff. And Charles Renzikoff is a was an American poet, best known for his long work, that's a pretty interesting quote there. The fingers of your thoughts are molding your face ceaselessly, endlessly, continuous. So we have continuous thoughts that mold us to what we are. That's pretty neat. That's the one I posted up on the Twitter, and I like it. And our second quote and thought, I think this is a pretty interesting one, because it concerns this thing called the internet. And let's see, and it's from Esther Dyson, who is a Swiss-born American journalist, author, businesswoman, inventor, commentator, and philanthropist. I guess I said that right. Sometimes I butcher up words and stuff like that. But her quote is a little bit a long one. This one I couldn't post because you only have so many characters there. What, 140 characters of text that you could put up there on Twitter. So her quote goes as follows. The internet is like alcohol in some sense. it accentuates what you would do anyway. If you want to be a loner, you can be more alone. If you want to connect, it makes it easier to connect. And that's pretty true. You know, you can be a loner, I think, on this thing on the internet, and it accentuates third person. Okay, some of these words I got to look up just for their meanings and stuff like that. So it's increasing my vocabulary as well. But that's a pretty interesting one from Esther Dyson. The internet is like alcohol in some sense. It accentuates what you would do anyway. If you want to be a loner, you can be more alone. If you want to connect, it makes it easier to connect. And I think, in a sense, you can be, depending on what you're posting up. And if you're not in, well, let's see, accentuates is makes more noticeable or prominent. So if you don't want to be noticed on the internet, you can, I guess. But I think it's a good thing to be connected to individuals that influence you, and maybe that's a good thing that, of this thing called the internet to take away. But it is like alcohol. Sometimes you can get too much of this internet and you can get drunk on it, I guess. I like that bit, that beginning of it. The internet is like alcohol. But it's always good, I think, my personal feeling and actually doing, being part of a community of some sorts. And this audio right here and the series, Something to Think About, being posted up there on that program formerly known as Audio Boo, as well as Anchor, there's a community there that I like to be associated with. And but sometimes you can get a bit too involved, and sometimes it's good to take breaks, and I do take breaks. I recommend taking an internet break every once in a while, but I'm not on a break with this Something to Think About series, because I'm trying to do one every day here this month, and just to get it going, and I'm having fun doing this. I'm using the Boss Jock. I'm using it's a quick setup. The workflow, morning workflow, is setting this up and connecting in, listening to all the sound on the Behringer, and using my mic that I never really used that much since last year when I was on that live streaming program that is no more now, called Blab. And I was drunk on that, I think. You know, I wasn't a loner on Blab, believe me. I would just, though you could be, you know, you could sit back and just watch people and stuff. I guess that's what Esther Dyson's quote sort of means. But I think it's a more positive thing to be connected, and also to bring out the good things there. And our quote from Charles Renzok, the fingers of your thoughts are molding your face ceaselessly. So we have continuous thoughts that are endless in a sense. So those are our two quotes and thoughts for this morning, that you may have your own take on them, which is always a good thing. It's always, we're all different, and that's a good thing. We're all different with different views and alike. So we are going to exit stage left this morning. We're back on track. Thank you for your listen. You all have a great one today, wherever you may be. And live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.